Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the entrepreneur blazing new trails in fitness, what causes most of our stress at work, and proof of how popular craft beers are. Well, yoga is going corporate, thanks to a small business. The New York Post tells the story of Grokker, a fast-growing startup that churns out slick yoga videos to in-home subscribers. Now, Grokker has begun to sign deals with companies to offer online classes to employees as a health benefit. The Post says LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Activision Blizzard are among the major clients on board so far. Grokker founder Lorna Borenstein says she's angling to cut more deals with employers to deliver on-demand yoga, health, meditation, and cooking videos to millions of workers. Grokker, by the way, charges $14.99 a month for unlimited access to its fitness-focused content, typically accessed at home. Corporate clients, meanwhile, want to cut insurance costs, right, by reducing employee stress and obesity, and by speeding recoveries from injury. Well, a new survey finds that 62% of Americans rate their jobs as highly stressful, while just 11% felt their job stress is low. That said, what exactly is the cause of stress at work? Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast.com, has a look at a deep dive on stressors. Kyle, what are they?
Well, the number one factor across all industries that people said was the most stressful was unpredictability, which I found very interesting. That's a change in your day-to-day workflow. You don't face a routine that you can kind of nail down, either because you face new projects, take on other people's work, or just the demands from dealing with clients or students if you're in academia or your bosses.
All right, so is unpredictability connected at all to, say, fear of losing a job, or is that a separate category?
No, that actually can be part of your fear of losing your job. You know, that competition within the workplace does factor into what we define as unpredictability for this survey.
Very good. All right, so what else was a factor here?
Deadlines is another one that came up really highly. Of course, anybody who's dealt with a strict deadline knows the pressure that can put on you 100%. And then in terms of some other industries, something like engineering and transportation were two where ensuring the safety of others ranked really highly. Healthcare, 50% of people who responded to our survey work in healthcare said ensuring the safety of others was their top stressor. So if you're working a field where you have to ensure people's safety for one reason or another, that's going to be the most prominent stress factor you face.
Gotcha. All right. So the stressors on the job, are they automatically connected to, say, your list of most stressful jobs? Or not necessarily?
Not necessarily, no. This survey that we ran is a little bit different from the jobs rated report, but this is to more get a sense of what our readers have to say based on what we do with our year-long kind of scientific study.
We're speaking with Kyle Kensing. He's online content editor at CareerCast.com, the jobs website. We're talking about what are the most stressful factors for people on the job. All right, so what else made the list?
Workplace environment was one that, depending on industry, ranked really highly. For example, in healthcare, that was about 11%. That's about 30% for customer service. And the fact that it jumped so much for customer service, not surprising, because you're dealing with a lot of different personalities in terms of customers that you're seeing. You have to kind of adapt your work style to either your fellow employee or the people that you're having to deal with. And that can be very stressful, especially if you're in something like customer service and people are maybe having a bad day and taking it out on you.
Yeah. I saw one, too, in the notes here, too, about the length of the work day or the length of the work week.
Yes, absolutely. That was one that didn't rank especially high in terms of where people voted that one. I think people are a little bit more accustomed to working longer hours or maybe having to work longer shifts. Now, in something like healthcare, that did get 5% of the vote. And if you work in something like nursing or if you're a doctor, you're going to put in very long hours, and that can be really challenging, really taxing.
Thanks, Kyle. It's Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast.com. Coming up next, free property for your business. with a catch.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Well, if you've got the entrepreneurial spirit but are short on cash, here's an opportunity that you might want to check out. The president of a car dealership in Hawaii is offering a valuable plot of land in Oregon for free, but you have to promise to build a brew pub and restaurant on the property. UPI reports that Mark Benson, the president of Honolulu Ford, purchased the 8-acre plot of land back in 2004, intending to build a new dealership on it, but the deal fell through. The land, which is valued at $2 million and sees as many as 50,000 cars pass by in a day, now has a sign on it reading, quote, "free land for brew pub." Mr. Benson says that he's looking for the ideal convergence of economic development, tourism, and jobs, not to mention this jump in emerging craft beer, right? And the trend involved. And in addition to offering the land for free, Mr. Benson said he would agree to be a partner in the business to any serious buyers. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback, too, on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.